Debbie Romero is your host today on Transcend with Debbie and can be found on all platforms. She is a renowned international evidential psychic medium, Reiki master, Munekai certified, and empowerment teacher, who is holding space to bring awareness with other like-minded souls as we raise the vibration collectively for humanity. With awareness, inspiration, love, compassion, and healing. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Wow, thank you so kindly for being here. My guest on Transcend with Debbie is Kimberly Meredith. Woo, thank you.
Hi.
Thank you so much for being a guest today and taking time for the community and for spirit. I truly appreciate the moments we're going to share today. And I got a little bio on you, and I'm just sitting here in awe, just reading through what I received. And I want the world to know a little bit about you, if you don't mind. I'm going to read a little bit about your bio here. Miss Kimberly Meredith is a world-renowned celebrity, medical, intuitive, mediumship healer, media personality, global influencer, leading spiritual speaker, and best-selling author of Awakening to the Fifth Dimension, Discovering the Soul's Path to Healing. Kimberly has helped thousands of people from around the world to improve from all manners of significant illnesses and emotional conditions. Kimberly also connects to those who have crossed over to bring messages to the living. Kimberly received her miraculous gifts of healing and mediumship from the Holy Spirit following two near-death experiences, but she returned with a mission to bring healing to the world. I can feel that when I say that, right? Can you feel that healing for your mission to the world?
I do.
Like the energy just took us to that presence of that Holy Spirit, spirit world. And it allowed me to feel into the essence of your work. And so thank you for being a service to spirit and to community. And what else would you like the world to know about Miss Kimberly Meredith?
It's been a journey,
yeah,
to say the least. Yeah, it's been a really deep, deep journey. Pain and high vibe at the same time. And it's continuing.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about being here with you, Debbie. And I'm honored to be here on your platform and with all of your followers. And I feel the world is shifting really rapidly right now. And the good news is that people are learning about how to live in this fifth dimensional vibration and depopulate from the 3D world. And I feel people are becoming more wiser and acknowledging that they need to embrace their own abilities.
Yes.
And healing is okay. It's okay to heal, and it's okay to feel pain too.
Yes.
And through the pain, we can emerge. And I feel that it's 5D energy, not only with relationships and beyond. There's so many dimensions that we can tap into because we're multidimensional. But right now, it's just important to learn about the fifth dimension. Many people say, well, there's so many dimensions that we can tap into and, astral travel to. But right now, I feel like it's important to learn about the energy of the omnipresent and the energy that we can invoke into, which is, in my book, I talk about living in an organic lifestyle, but also living in truth and having, when you live in that truth energy, we live in more organic energy inside of ourselves, and we can have healing within and without and outwardly too. So it's like, okay, if you're going to drink good water and eat good, you also have to have really organic, good relationships too in your life.
I think that's a struggle for a lot of us. And I feel like, you're speaking to my soul when you say, you know, you have pain. You have to honor the pain and the journey, because it's the wisdom to have taught you to be where you are today. And I think oftentimes a lot of us are not taught how to sit in the pain or the discomfort or the grief or the sorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, you know, everybody also often comes to me and questions whether, you know, they may say, well, you may have the best, you know, you may have a great connection with the Holy Spirit. You may have great connection with your spirit guides and angels, but I don't hear them. You know, I don't have this contact, but everybody can bring in their highest spirit guides. Everybody can tap into the Holy One. Everybody can turn their scars into triumphs.
Yes.
Everybody can be a warrior. I came from some pretty bad stuff. And I'm not saying if you haven't made it out there, because I did have a parental figure take his life.
I'm so sorry.
It wasn't because he was weak. He was a warrior. I'm saying that when you live in your emotional wound, you can find a way to learn to process and heal it. And just because somebody comes from, so they have statistically, oh, well, just because a person came from that kind of situation, you're going to end up like that. There has been so many people that I have worked with who have read The Awakening to the Fifth Dimension that have come to me and said, because I read that or learned that technique, I now have graduated from Yale. I have now turned my life around or learned some of this information that now maybe I put a filter on my sink. I'm not drinking out of plastic water. I'm not drinking out of my refrigerator. I'm doing 90 seconds of gratitudes and I feel better. My brain is getting higher serotonin. So what I'm trying to say is that if somebody is growing up with maybe alcoholism or a family member that took their life, you don't need to do, you don't have to do that same pattern. Mm-hmm. That is not that they're bad. It's just they didn't learn these techniques that you can get into a higher fifth dimensional conscious reality.
Right. Thank you for saying that. And it sounds like everyone, well, not sounds, I know everyone has access to spirit. Yes. It's invoking, it's putting the intent, it's in welcoming and allowing the energy and the frequency of that love to come forward in the way that our spirit is ready to receive it. And to have one say, you know, and we do get this, they can't see it. We don't feel it. Is it true? Did I feel this? And so we doubt ourselves, but that's also part of the healing into coming back into the faith and to believe that it's a oneness and that we are walking the walk with them. But I love how you're incorporating the lifestyle of who we are organically, the foods we eat, the water we drink, the people we connect to, acknowledging the energies that are also here in this dimension that we're in, this timeline of Earth, you know? So you're blending the fifth dimension into Earth. So you're bringing a little heaven on Earth, it sounds like, from your teachings. And I can't stress that enough of how a challenge it could be for, even for me, but to realign and say, okay, girl, we got this. Let's drink the water. Let's do the protein. Let's get some, like, oh, that didn't feel good. That didn't feel right. Let me move my energy here. So we're still moving into the fifth dimension with the shifts and the changes, but it just might take a little slower. We just can't, you know, not everyone's going to be like, oh, I'm cutting you off. Let me hold up, you know, like everyone is, we're just going to honor them, but honor yourself. Of what feels right and what doesn't feel right for you. And I love that you're in that power right now of like, let's honor all of it. That's deep, girl. That's deep. What took you to that understanding? What made you feel that you were ready to say, okay, I'm only going to operate this way and that's what feels right for me?
Well, I work through spirit only. You know, I'm a spiritual teacher. A trans channeler psychic. So I only do what my guides tell me to do. I had two near-death experiences in 2013 where I lost my life. Oh. And after that, I always was a writer. So even before my accident, I was working in healthcare. I was a nurse assistant. I worked my whole life in hospitals, and I also worked in entertainment. So I worked on many shows as a on-camera nurse and setting up television and films to make them look as real as possible. I always worked since a kid, 3 to 4 jobs to help pay the bills of my own family. So I always came from a hard work ethic.
Yes.
So after my near-death experience, when I came home from the hospital, I thought I would never work again because I was wheelchair bound. I started recording everything that had happened to me in the hospital. And to answer the question, I really don't do anything right now unless I am being told to by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So the Holy Spirit directs my life. And so I really know intuitively where we're going. And I know intuitively, if we don't listen to Spirit, we will completely depopulate our world.
Yeah.
So our world needs to live in a space of gratitude and love. But also, we need to understand that we're kind of going back to the old times of living more organic, but also spiritually boosting our health in more of a way that it has to come from prayer also. Yeah. So praying and honoring, and we're almost being brought down on our knees right now. Again, we were brought down on our knees during COVID, and now we're being brought down on our knees again with other issues that are going on politically. Mm. So it's like another time that we need to get down on our knees again and really understand that, you know, it's understanding. In my book, I talk about the exercises of prayer and eating and everything living in a pathway of healing. It has to be everything together. So meaning that if you're going to pray or do affirmations and exercises and boost your immune system spiritually, and then maybe like go out on the weekend and do some things that are naughty, and then go back during the week and go back to doing things that are good and healthy, and then go back and do things that are bad, like gossiping and hurting your brothers and sisters. And then the week you're going to do good things again. And then, so it's like, if you're married, you're going to put all your feet in and stay in.
Yeah.
All the way. Right. Not be wishy-washy with what you're doing in your life. So right. A lot of clients that come to me are very sick and need help. Like I'm a medical intuitive, so I find the root cause of why people have something going on. So they could come to me and say, or not tell me, but they could say, you know, I have 4-stage breast cancer, but really I don't see it as breast cancer. I may see something else going on with them that it came from. Maybe 10 years ago, they were environmentally polluted in their office, or they had something happen to them where maybe they had endometriosis and it threw their hormones off, or maybe mm-hmm. they were eating something like soy. So I may hear something like that go on. So yeah. This is a situation where it's a positive thing. I see it as.
Yeah, definitely.
We're finding out the root cause, and we're finding out that, like you just asked me, we have to take care of ourselves, and we mm-hmm. have to take care of our brothers and sisters, mm-hmm. and we have to give more gratefuls, and we have to understand that the world is spiraling into more of a higher vibration, and we have to look at things as, well, maybe we're not making as much money right now, or we've lost our jobs, or the world is shifting so fast that we need to reevaluate where we are and say, well, I'm not doing this anymore, but guess what? I'm going to do this and think about changing things a little bit, and it's going to make me happier because I'm going to be with different community, and then yes. And then God likes that.
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit likes that. And then I'm going to start being more abundant, because money really is what? Energy.
It really is. I had a story, like, you're going to laugh at this, Kimberly, when you really do talk to God in spirit and spirit is talking to you, and you get, and it clicks and you're like, okay, this makes sense. It happens. And it doesn't, they don't play. Like, it happens.
Oh no, it don't play.
Yeah. And so I was talking to a young lady. She was interviewing me and she was talking to me. And then she was like, girl, we're getting our prices together. And I was like, this is what I charge. This is what this is. And she's like, no, spirit's saying this and this. And I want to see this by this day. And my website has a little click button to set appointments. And I hadn't activated it yet. The next day, I was getting the exact $5 less than what she was saying. I was getting the money to come in. And people were booking appointments. And I was like, what happened? What did you do? I was telling my husband, what did you do? Did you hit the button, or why are people booking? Where I'm old school. I have a calendar. I write things down, you know? So when you and spirit are in alignment and the energy is like, yeah, let's go. Like, that feels right. Thank you. I'll receive it. And you're in gratitude and you're being acknowledged and you're in the flow of that joy. It really brings in what you're needing and what they are wanting to help us with. But I'm like, oh my God. You know, like, wait, let me reorganize this. But the gratitude is there. I too have a gratitude journal that I created an author of, an honor of gratitude. And it helps us to pause for a manifestation, self-care, and it gives us an opportunity to look at what we're grateful for the day. And so it gives you an opportunity to say, what do I, can I do to bring gratitude into my life today? And so it pauses us to sit into that energy, that frequency, and it does shift us, and it helps us to change our behaviors. As you talk about the past of, you know, some of us have hardships and different programming and life experiences that can make us hard on ourselves, and we're rebuilding and changing and evolving, transcending into the new. And I love how you are an influencer on that change. Because I got the message last year, physical well-being this year. That's all I've been focusing is on, physical well-being, the food I'm eating. And I've been really trying to get my body to move and to shift in a different direction. And it's not an easy journey, especially when you're coming out of illness or the disease of different energies of emotions and heartache and things like that. I mean, we all go through it. It's part of the life, but you're inspiring me as I hear you, and I know the truth of spirit and when we're getting the messages. And so thank you, Kimberly, for putting the word out and for awakening us to the fifth dimension of ourselves and our needs with spirit. So I appreciate you touching on that with our community today, for sure. For someone who wants to start into developing their connection into the fifth dimension, what do you suggest one do?
Well, I teach a mediumship skills class too, and I do teach about, you know, and I also do laying on hands healing. So I feel like getting into the fifth dimension is something where you need to learn how to meditate daily. Meditation is the quickest way to get in the fifth dimension. And many people are already in the fifth dimension. They don't realize they're in it. And mm-hmm. When you're experiencing the fifth dimension, you experience daily miracles happening to you. Mm-hmm. So in my book, I have daily exercises that you do, chakra balancing exercises, but it is a practice. So I'm known for doing miracle healing. I've been tested all over the country at some pretty famous scientific research institutes. I've been doing this since I was little, and I teach this on Thursdays in my spirit circle classes. I do spirit circle classes I think there are 8 right now, where I do show teaching. I've done this at expos, but I do it now on my own platform. Okay. Where I dissolve lumps and tumors. That's how I got published at 3 major publishing companies published me. They actually came out and saw me do it in person. And so laying hands on a lump the size of a peach And I've also go into bodies and rearrange lumps and tumors out of people's bodies. That's the fifth dimension. When you're able to go in and do energy frequency healing like that, you're in a higher dimensional frequency. Often people ask me, you know, I had this happen today. You know, I went into this car dealer. I have low, you know, rates. There's no way I could have driven out of that car dealership with a Mercedes. Is that the fifth dimension here, really? Yes. I came into your office. I had a tumor this large. They couldn't take it out of surgery. You put your hand on it. No, I didn't. I don't take claim for doing anything.
Right.
The Holy Spirit did that. But you were in the fifth dimension to be able to receive that healing. Right. Now, in the back of my book, there's case after cases after cases after cases of miracle healings. Mm-hmm. Now, did the Virgin Mary do those? They don't talk about her doing those, but she did. Jesus did those. Many people have done miraculous healings. Yeah. I happen to be one that has done miraculous healings for many years. They just happen to now have been documented in the last few years. So much that major publishing companies decided to publish these miraculous healings. Mm. Now, when I do them, am I in my body? No, I'm not. When people see me do them, I don't even look the same. My face is very pale. My lips are very purple. My hands are tingling. And people say, I didn't name the book Awaken the Fifth Dimension. Awaken to Fifth Dimension was not the name that I wanted. I wanted a totally different name. The reason the name is that is because people would yell out, I'm in the fifth dimension.
Oh, I remember watching you when you started going live and I would get your healing and I would sit in the energy while you were going and saying, I'm Kimberly Meredith, and this is what I'm doing for spirit. And, you know, I would watch you put your hand up and hold on to the areas of the of their body. And I would be like, yes, because I understood it.
Yeah, I get chills right now. So, yeah, people would put their hands up and I would go to the org and they'd go, I'm in the fifth dimension. And they'd go like, and the lumps would dissolve. You know, at the expo, the first time it ever occurred was 2017. One of the expo producers had a lump. It was the size, I think it was like a, I don't know, about this big. And hers flew off. It was on camera. And she got up and spoke about it. And it just rapidly was happening faster and faster. So then I was studied. And it was this energy ball, you know, and now you go on TikTok, you put fifth dimension in. It's everywhere. It's just people want to be in that dimensional frequency.
Right.
People will say to me, you know, I meditated this morning, 10, 15 minutes, and I just kept saying the mantra, I'm in the fifth dimension. I'm in the fifth dimension. I'm in the fifth dimension. Maybe they'll do it 5 minutes, maybe there's different types of mantras you can say, maybe just 90 seconds. And the whole day ends up being into higher vibration. Mm.
Really is interesting on how our minds, as we believe the intelligence of the mind, so that continues and it lives on. And so if we can work within the mind and allow our mind to be in that thought process, the beauty of the unfoldment, oh my God, girl, like you just had me there. Like, yes. Yeah, so I agree with you on how we feed our spirit. I agree with you.
Yeah.
100%. It's important.
Absolutely. You know, after these, you know, energies, I call them, are off the body or leave, keeping off the body is important. I'm not saying I don't do holistic practitioner work because I do. Mm-hmm. Work with doctors. I do work with diet. I do work alongside of Western medicine. And I do work understanding that if somebody has a certain disease, even though it's dissolved and they go and get their MRI or mammograms or different things like that, you need to keep up with your protocol. I'm not somebody in this book. I talk about it, which I think is very important. there's in the book miraculous healing prayers. There's, you know, all kinds of studies in here. People come to me also because I blink with my eyes what I feel is good and bad to do. I'm not into big detoxing. I'm into boosting the immune system, which some people are really hardcore detoxers. I do find that it does lower the immune system, detoxing hard on certain types of things, because everybody has a different body.
Right.
Everybody needs something different. I do believe, though, that in our world right now, with food that doesn't have the highest nutrition, we do need supplements and vitamins. And vitamins and supplements, I will say, and I'm not going to go in too deep, because if people want a session with me, they can do it. Everybody should be very careful of vitamins and supplements, because most of them have a lot of preservatives and dyes. But you do need your vitamins and supplements right now.
Right. I love how everything comes full circle. So you're holding space, spirit comes in, the tumor gets dissolved, and you're saying, continue to take care of yourself. Still stay active in the energies of fifth dimension. Continue your protocols of your affirmation and prayer, and allow your body to heal with what you put in and how you're acting with the energies. And so that's what I'm receiving from your talk with the producer, got the tumor dissolved. We can see so many miraculous things move energetically on a person's body when we're elevated in that way. But there is so much self-care that needs to be done after. And so you touched on that right now. And I love that. And I think it's important that people also understand their role in their healing journey.
I'm glad you just touched on that, because this is how it goes. After it's released off the body, and it could be one person to 500 people in the room witnessing it, it's like the triangle.
Yeah.
Through me and God, or omnipresent universe, whatever you're going to call it. For me, it is the Holy Spirit. It's God, because there's nothing stronger than that energy coming through.
Right.
And then you're the rock star. You know, I don't like to be called the rock star. You're the rock star.
Right.
You took that and so I had one lady, she had a goiter this big. Okay. We have it on camera, and it just flew off, gone.
Wow.
Off, gone. And it's like, okay, so now what does she do? So she goes back to thinking one minute thinking that it's going to come back, or it didn't happen, or that wasn't a realization. You're right. It will come back.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't. So she's an example. She's like, it's gone. I'm healed. So she screams out to the audience, I'm healed. Her husband, who's a huge skeptic, he's like that. So she goes to a doctor, they scan her, it's gone. I see her 3 years later. She comes up to me at the expo. She's like, look, it's still gone.
I love it.
For me, it's not a big deal, because I'm used to that. You know, I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Then she stays on her protocol. She takes her vitamins, her supplements. She's doing it. She's not eating fish anymore. She's not doing all that. Her thyroid is clear. She's taking her thyroid meds, but that never had to be operated on. It's completely gone. But she's staying in her vibration. She's praying. She's doing what she needs. So you're right. She's doing her protocols. But every time I have done a healing like that, they always come to me after. They'll go over the protocol, what that person needs to do. Mm-hmm. I have like a 10-page protocol.
No, I believe it. And, you know, there's so much in detail that can be done when you're working with different practitioners. And it's just bringing awareness, okay?
Yeah.
Pay attention they're to this.
Saying to me, not to cut you off, they're saying to me that many people can learn to do this.
Yes, people I agree.
Learn to do this in the next year or two.
Yeah.
Many people will learn to be activated with their hands. This is beyond Reiki.
Right.
This is not really per se psychic surgery. They call me a psychic surgeon, but it's not really. It's not. It's beyond that. It's more of a fifth dimensional cosmic healing.
Right.
And it's more of like that. Yeah. And that's something I'm writing right now. And I'm demonstrating online. I do in my Mother Mary class. And I do it online when I do my Zoom sessions. And I do it, you know, I'm going to be doing it in some other retreats and stuff.
Nice. Well, you're a beautiful soul. I want to say thank you for being a guest on Transcend with Debbie. And I can't wait to finish reading your book, because I was going to download it on Kindle. And I'm like, I need it to be played to me. I need it to be read to me. But I've watched you from beginning to where you are now. Oh, I've followed you and your journey. And I'm just so grateful to see you. I want to celebrate your success and everything you've done. I know, like with my mom and me, there were times we would watch you and I would be in the living room as she was sick. And I would be like, yes, we got the healing. And yes. And so when you were doing that and you raise your hand, you know, I get emotional saying this, but, you know, she's a woman who would always say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And so when you were doing that, I was just like, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel her presence because your work is divinely guided. And I just want to say thank you, Kimberly, for being a guest again on Transcend with Debbie. Where can people find you if they want to join your classes and what you're doing next?
So to find me, it's just pretty simple, just thehealingtrilogy.com.
Okay.
And I just am so grateful to be with you today. I really just adore you. You remind me of my stepmother that was with me when I was a little girl, and she was just so beautiful.
Oh, thank you, Kimberly, for your kind words. Thank you. All right, guys. Don't forget to follow my girl, Kimberly Meredith. She's doing amazing things for the Holy Spirit. Take care, y'all.
Thank you.